This is the last thing that he ever wrote. Not long before he died, because he was working for the town of Camden in the winters then when he passed away, and he worked in what they called the town crew, with the public works that took care of the sidewalks and streets and roads and things. And it's called public works. Some towns are governmented by a group of earnest jerks who dump all their troubles on the boss of public works. They give him $13 when he should have $95 and cut his budget all to hell to keep the poor alive. The townsfolk scream and holler if the streets aren't clean and bare, but a bid for new equipment will make them tear the hair. Plow my street and plow my driveway. What the hell's the matter now? Only 14 years exactly since we bought that brand new plow. Run her till her boom collapses, and run her till her bucket drops, till her swing contraption pooches and the rest of her kaflops. Run her till the man that works her has his red hair turned to gray. Then cry because your sidewalks are not sanded every day. Well, I escorted that old gizmo that the town of Camden owns from Warren up Route 90 through West Rockport, then to home. Watched the hills and watched the valleys, stopped the traffic right in town. Had 11 tons of power shovel headed straight for Richard Brown. Wild-eyed Langton at the tiller, not a break to save his soul. Put her into double second, pray for room, and let her roll. But we mustn't buy a new one. Gracious Peter, what a crime. After 14 more good snowstorms, we can count on summertime. Sweep the streets and plow the sidewalks, clear the curbs and scoop the snow, fix the GM in the Oshkosh and it's 17 below. Clear the basins and the culverts, cut the wood and patch the street. Still they cut the budget crossways when we earn enough to eat. Town fathers are a blessing in this or any town, but the cost of living rockets up while wages plummet down. Commissioner of Public Works, it's a job I'll never seek. I wouldn't have these troubles for $500 a week.